Starting a blog is a commitment. Not only is there some technical setup involved, there's also a time commitment. Creating content takes time, and you have to consistently post content to see traction. It can take months or years, and to be successful, you'll have to stick with it for the long haul. So, how do you know if blogging is right for you? Should you start a blog? Here are the 5 signs to watch for that indicate you are ready to start your journey as a blogger. And now it's time for some more DIY SEO tips with Jennifer Rogina. Sign number 1, you want to establish authority. Okay, are you trying to find a way to establish yourself as an expert in a particular field? You can do that with blogging. Blogging gives you a voice. If you know what you're talking about, that becomes clear in your blog. You will be able to build your authority by sharing your knowledge and letting your voice be heard. Sign number 2, you want to help people. Do you want to help people? Do you have a skill you want to share with others? Or are you about to learn a new skill and you want to share the journey for others to benefit? A blog is a great way to help people by providing resources and knowledge to help them solve an issue. To really help people, make sure you have a focus, understand the purpose of your blog, and the pain you want your blog to solve. A clear direction and strong focus will make it easier for everyone. It'll be easier for you to plan content, and it will be easier for your readers to understand what the site is about and if it's right for them. Okay, sign number 3, you want to organize your thoughts. Blogging gives you a way to organize your thoughts. When you create a content calendar and plan out your blog articles, you're building a roadmap to plan the future. You can organize your thoughts and brainstorm ideas by scheduling them out as blog articles. Your entire blog also acts as great documentation. All of your past thoughts are documented thoroughly in a system you can refer back to at any time, your blog. All right, and sign number 4 is you want to easily answer frequently asked questions. Okay, whether it's from friends and family or random people online, when you have mastered a skill, people will ask for your opinion and advice. Instead of answering each person individually, you can leverage a blog. Create blog articles with the most common questions you hear. Then, when someone asks it next, you can just direct them to the article that answers the question. That way, they'll get an in-depth response with everything you have to say on the topic. It will be easier for you because you don't have to explain it all over again, and it's better for them because the article will likely have more information than you would have remembered in a casual conversation. Okay, and then sign number 5 is you want to become a better writer. This is a big one for me. I can't tell you how many years as a marketer I said the words, "I'm not a writer." I always tried to push writing projects to writers with the excuse that it wasn't my strong suit. Have a pro write the copy, then I'll build the landing page, create the email, write the ad, or anything else. Just don't make me write. Eventually, I learned that writing is part of marketing, and there's no secret trick to get good at it. You just have to do it. So now I find myself taking every opportunity I can to write. The more I do it, instead of push it off onto other people, the better I get. It takes time, but it's worth it and a valuable skill to develop. So, whether you enjoy writing or not, practicing the skill consistently will help you improve. If you're looking for self-improvement in that area, starting a blog could be right for you. And lastly, a bonus sign, excitement. The biggest sign of all is excitement. If you're excited to start a blog, you should do it. If you feel a drive to get your voice out there, feel you have something valuable to share, then do it. Just start now. Taking action and getting started will be the only way you'll truly find out if blogging is right for you. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. This episode was brought to you by ClearPath Online, a DIY SEO tool for your website.